Special hello to everybody that reached out to us this week with more emails and more phone calls than we've ever gotten in the 10 years we've been on the air. So thank you so much. It's working. Our community is growing and growing, and we're trying to help as many people as we possibly can with all those little challenges we all have as homeowners. Just like our friend Daniel is out in Washington State. Daniel, tell us what's going on there, and welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, man.
Well, I got a question about peak boards. My boards are 2x8s.
Okay.
And I was thinking about strengthening them up a little bit, like on the ends of the boards where it meets the gutter board.
Right.
I was thinking about putting an extra spacer, like an extra little 2x4 there for extra holding power. But I've had a couple of people tell me, now you shouldn't do that because it looks like you're trying to repair something. So. Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I would have some of the same concerns because it's just it's hard to hide that 2x4 scab board, as it's commonly called.
Right.
I would, but seeing the pictures that you sent, Daniel, which is great. It looks to me like if you use some carefully positioned wood screws, maybe a coated deck screw 2.5 to 3 inches, and use your cordless drill with a bit on it, whatever bit corresponds with the screws, and just real carefully supplement what nails are in there with those screws. It seems like that would tighten it up and strengthen it up pretty well without having something unsightly like a 2x that's
right.
doing that. Now, there's also right. ways of using some flat metal that you could hide behind it and put some screws, but it seems to me like some good deck screws might work well.
Did you see that picture where the board is not even hooked up at all?
Yeah, I see that separation there, and that's where you could go up through there right in to that barge rafter with that screw and maybe a couple of the screws and probably tighten that up pretty well.
Yeah, so do you think what they call a steel splice on the very back where the gutter board horizontal 2x6 meets the peak 2x8, you think a plate steel in the back would be all right to do?
Well, definitely that would hide better. It would definitely give you the strength that you would need to keep these two boards together and secure. But yeah, that would work pretty well if you have the room in order to work that in with either galvanized nails or screws in order to bind that.
Mm-hmm. And the only thing, because that board has pressure, it's warped a little bit, I would have to secure the 2x4s coming off to the roof to that 2x6 on the gutter board, the horizontal board. If I put like some way to anchor the 2x4 to that, because it's just nailed in right now, and if I put a splice on it, it might have enough force to pull the nails out. So if I anchor that, I think I'll be all right.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's kind of an unusual way that's done, but I just hate to see you put any kind of 2x4 that would really call attention to it, where you might be able to more discreetly bind it together with one of these methods.
Yeah, I was originally going to use wood, and I had my wife standing outside on the sidewalk. She said, no, that doesn't look good. So I thought about this for like 3 weeks, and I finally said, well, I'm going to call a radio show and see what their opinion is.
Get some of those, like I say, the deck screws, and you may get some, you know, 2-inch ones and some 3-inch ones. Make sure you have the right bit for your drill, and I think you'll be in great shape on that.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to start on that today. And can I just make one comment?
Sure.
I asked the screener if I could say this, and he said, "Yeah, go ahead."
Uh oh, you shouldn't listen to him.
Okay, can they put a guy in jail for killing a house in self-defense?
I've never
only
been.
Only if it's not your house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh no, it has to be my house.
Well, then go right ahead.
That sounds like a little frustration, doesn't it?
this house is it's not like literally killing me, but this house is very frustrating. So.
Would just keep kind of cobbling away at all the little things that are bothering you, and at some point
keep calling
you'll get
up, us. That's all.
Yeah, we're glad to help any way at all. So I hope it smooths out for you a little bit there, Daniel.
All right, I appreciate your help.
Oh, anytime. Just let us know, and I hope you guys have a great weekend.
I just needed that professional opinion because I had a couple of people tell me, and I thought, man, this would be a good idea, but other people said, no, don't do that. So I'm glad you guys set me straight on that.
Sure. Our pleasure, and that happens all the time, so no problem whatsoever. Well, have a great weekend, and best of luck to you on solving that little problem. And, Joe, there again, we have someone saying, I heard this, and I've heard this, and right. I've heard this. What do you guys think? That's what we really appreciate, us having an opportunity to share with you our opinion and really shoot you straight on doing the things to repair your home exactly the way we would do our own.
Right. And we were able to, in this case, you were able to really help Daniel pinpoint the problem and the solution because he sent photographs. Because otherwise, it would have been a little hard to describe.
The photos are always great.
And it's really, it's really unusual to see a 2x board used as a fascia and a rake board.
Right.
I guess that's just the way this is constructed. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then you have throw some gutters on there to complicate that. Gutters can really add a lot of weight to a fascia board and a sub-fascia board.
Especially in Washington State.
Yeah, where it rains every day. And so you have that situation.